কুলনগর
কুলনগর
হাজরাবাড়ি মোর নিত্যানন্দের বিরাট ঠাকুর তিন ফুট ছ তিন ফুট হবে অষ্টধাতুর মূর্তি চুরি করে নিয়ে গেছে
একটা দল ইয়েছে কেবল মন্দিরে চুরি তাদের কাজ আনন্দ পান্ডা করে গিয়েছিল ইয়েতে গিয়ে সেখানে পরিচয় হয়েছে একটা গ্রুপ তারা বলে আমরা কেবল মন্দিরই চুরি করি ভাই আমাদের কাজ চাবি সব রেখে চাবি তালা খুলে মন্দির পুরীতে যুগল কিশোর ওদের নাকি গিয়েছিল চুরি হয়ে গিয়েছিল আবার পেল না কি হলো কালনাতে ওই রকম চুরি হয়ে আবার কি পেয়েছে নাকি একটা শুনছিল কোন মন্দির থেকে সে প্রবাস আরম্ভ করলো তার আত্মীয় পুলিশ সে চেষ্টা চরিত্র করে বার করে দিল কাল নাই কিছুদিন আগে
কলকাতার কি খবর হলো
কলকাতার খবর রামচন্দ্র অ্যান্ড শিব ওয়াজ ডিভোটি অব রাম বাট দুর্গা দেবী শি ওয়াজ আউট কেয়ারিং ফর দি ওপিনিয়ন অব দি শিব মহাদেব আওয়ার হাজব্যান্ড He supported Ravan, the evil force. Then Ramchandra, though he is Narayan above all, but he came here to in the form and the manner of the human nature. So he did not like to express his own power. As an ordinary human being, as a king and a moralist, he was moving. So when it was difficult to kill Ravana, because he got this clue from Vibhishan that Devi Durga has got special protection for Ravana. As long as she is supporting him, that is Ravana, he can never be conquered. So anyhow, if he can satisfy Devi Durga and make arrangement to withdraw her from the favor of Ravana, then he may be killed easily. So in order to do that, Ramchandra, he began worshipping Devi Durga. Devi Durga in this particular form. And the Durga Devi was satisfied with Ramchandra's offering and she withdrew from the side of Ravana and then Ravana was killed by Ramchandra. And this was done, but this is not mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana. The original Ramayana, the history about Ramchandra and his reign is written by Maharishi Valmiki, the great sage. There it is not mentioned. But in Kalika Puran, some Puran, Upapuran, it is mentioned that Ramchandra took the help of Devi and worshipped her, and then she withdrew from Ravan's side and sided with Ramchandra, and then Ravan was killed easily. This is mentioned. But many give objections that when it is not mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, so we do not believe this. But the Bengalis, they are fond of very worshipping the Devi here, Tantric, the worshipper of the Maya, Devi, Tantric, the direct controller of this world. So they prefer, they get it from Kalika Upapuran, And they are very fond of showing that even Ramchandra worshipped Devi. So what do you say? Devi is all in all. Ramchandra, who is conceived to be the incarnation of Narayana himself, he worshipped Durgadevi. So Bengali people, they are very fond of Devi worshipping Maya, Tantra, that were drinking wine, then flesh, all these things, even sacrifices, animals. They are fond this Tantrika Upasana. Tantrika Upasana is also supported from some direction, that it is a portion of Raga Marga. That is, when I want to be out of fear, fearless, so go and practice where the dead bodies are there, generally fearful place, ghost, hunted by the ghost, go there, just take your seat on the chest of a dead body and drink wine and go on practicing that fearfulness. So wherever the temptation coming, face that and there try to practice your own thoughts and ideas. Then it will be permanent. Then no enemy will be able to deviate from your position. In the very acute, unfavorable position, you try to practice your spiritual thought. So there will be no apprehension. This is the underlying principle of the Tantra. But this is not accepted by the Vaishnavite to be the broad and wide path towards our goal. Anyhow, the Tantrics, they are very fond of Devi worship, and with so many fighting with so many anti-forces in direct collection. And they also want to establish that even Ramchandra, who was the incarnation of Narayana, he also worshipped Durga Devi, to show this. It is in Bengal, this puja is very current. But our opinion, the Ramchandra, he did not only worship Durga Devi, but he worshipped Sagara also, this ocean, for the breeze making. And when Sagara did not approach him, then he was furious that I shall finish your ocean. You are not obeying me. So in a formal way, Ramchandra did all these things. He wanted to follow the worldly practices. When he was not eager to show his own higher position. And he did. Krishna also in Dwaraka, it is mentioned that he did so many things in a human fashion. That does not mean that Krishna is under this ordinary potency. This Maya Shakti is above all. Still generally his movement here, like ordinary person. This is Lila. This does not show that Devi or this world is above the transcendental. This sort of argument. Anyhow, this is here, and this is shown from different angle of vision. And there are other shastras also with the help of that. This is in the Rajasic Puran. Markandeya Puran is the second class Puran. It is meant for the middle class. And for the higher Puran, Shaktik Puran, there the Vishnu conception of the Lord, ultimate Lord, that has got wider circulation, Shaktik Puran. So Puran, eight Puran, they are meant for all the people, for the lowest, for the worshipper of the Shiva, Rudra, the knowledge and indifference. That is the most important thing. Who thinks like that, here it ends. It is in the Tamasic Puran, in the Rajasic Puran, the creator Brahma, he is the powerful, and that way it is described. And in the Sattvic Puran, it is described that Vishnu, Lord Narayana, he is above all. Sattvatanu. In the Rajasic Puran, Markandeya Puran, this is mentioned, and that is in Bhog here, and Durga Puja, the Ramchandra, this in this time, in this season, Kartika, Ashvina, Ramchandra worshipped to kill Ravana. So from spring it has come to this time, worshipped by Ramchandra in Lanka, and that is continuing here in Bengal, Durga Puja in this time. But generally it was the time in the spring season. But Ramchandra worshipped Durga, invited her and worshipped her and took her in his favor and killed Ravana, and then came this Vijayadashami din, that is the fourth day of the puja and the day of giving leave to the Devi to go away. He came to Ajodhya and reinstated in his kingdom, Vijayadashami. In that day, of course, in UP, in Delhi, that is Dasara Ravan Vadh, some sort of function, his name Dasara. Dasara. Another word is there.
Diwali.
Diwali. Chandika Mahavatam, that is all finished. But where this big idol of a Ravana is killed in the Maidan, what is that called?
Dussehra. Dussehra, Maharaj. That is on 21st of this month.
Okay.
Dussehra.
Dussehra.
Dussehra they call it.
That's another name. In the Maidan, a big murti of Ramana is killed. What is that function there? Still with much splendor it is observed in Delhi and other places. That Ramchandra, after killing Ravana, he came back and took possession of his own kingdom in this Dasaradi. This is mainly the matter of Durga Puja. In Markandeya Chandi, specially it is mentioned. And that Chandi is generally read out during these days. That few Oddhayaki wale.
Chapter.
Few chapters from Markandeya Puran. That is named as Chandi, and that Chandi part is a very important thing during this puja time. Once I come in Gauriya Math, I went in Calcutta to approach for our festival. Help one cool prince named W.C. Banerjee, a cold prince in Calcutta. I went with some other Brahmachari to beg something for our festival. He used to give one bag of rice and something. Then the Chandi part is going on, and the Devi Murti is there being worshipped, and he is with folded palms hearing the Chandi. Then one sannyasi, I was in white cloth at that time, one sannyasi was there, and on Brahmachari he asked me, we are sitting for a long time, please go and ask him that for a long time we are sitting here. you please order your men, whatever you give us this time, order to give that to me. By their request, I approached the man, and he was attending that depart with folded palms. Pressed by them, I put a word. I came from Gorgia Mount and waiting for Lord. And he was very much infuriated. Don't you see, I am attending this Chandipa, and you have come to disturb me on this side? I sat there silently, and the Chandipa finished very shortly. I remarked, you are hearing with much veneration, devotedness, this Chandipa. But do you know that this reader of this Chandi, he does not know anything. He does not know anything. He is looking this side, that side, saying something. What is this? It is mentioned in the Chandi. He moves his head this side, there will be great offense. And the man that has made such arrangements, he will be perished. It is mentioned there. Does he know? Do you know? You ask your priest why the book Chandi is so short in length. Other books, Muti, they are long. But why Chandi is so short? You ask the gentleman who is reading this, can he say? Because when reading, only the eye may move, but the head will be fixed. If one removes his head, then there will be a great disaster, an offense, and the man will be perished. Then he was astounded. So this man knows everything. But he has left this Durga Puja and they come for Krishna service, Krishna Puja. He knows everything about this Sakto religion. But then he was much interested in me and heard something and made his contribution double. Hare Krishna. मम माया दुरत्या मामी बुजी प्रपद्धंती माया में तांतो. It was a little convenient that man, he had some respect for Bhagavad Gita. I wanted to teach him, make him understand by the reference of Bhagavad. मम माया दुरत्या. It is true, it's very difficult to cross this ocean of misunderstanding, misreading. But mami bhaji papadanti, mameva, only myself, who will come to take shelter under me, only he can cross this ocean of, and not Devi, it is mentioned here. Not that he will go to take refuge under Maya, but he must be owner of the Maya, the king of Maya. We must go to him. And by his order, the Maya will withdraw, it is mentioned here. And those Chandi, that is for the lower classes. It is Rajasi Puran Chandi. And the Gita, it is the very gist of the whole Upanishad, the head of all the revealed scriptures, Upanishad. And the very gist is coming as Gita, and by through passing through the thought of Lord Krishna. It is more authentic. So Devi Puja is coming, so grandeur. But we have to have our proper estimation. It is also necessary for particular classes, but it does not contain the whole truth. There is above. And the higher scriptures of Shakti Puran, Bhagavat Puran is Nirgun Shakti, the king of all Purana. The authenticity of that we have to follow above all the soul and the grandeur. But the people of that class, they may be allowed to do according to that. The primary students, they should be allowed to attend the primary class. And the college students, school and the college students, they will go on in their course. In this way we have to see. According to the Luki Babayam Shumadva Shiva, Nityastu Jantur Nahi Tattva Chodana, Babasthati Stish Vivaha Yogya, Suragrahi Asuni Vistirishta. According to the qualification, we have to give education. The higher type of education may not be possible for the boys, infants. Infant class is also necessary. In that way we have to see things. Those that are of very lower class, they will have to let them practice some sort, that we have to respect some sort of things. And then by progress, by eliminating, they will come from lower to higher in this way further. Kanishtha Adhikari in Narayana Upasana also, Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari, the gradation is there, and we should go accordingly as our capacity, standard. Sadharmasyo paradharma bhayavaha. We must must not leave our present position. Rather I shall die here, but won't move from my present position, wherever I come from by the result of my previous action. And then sarvadharmān parityajya. Give up all sorts of present duties and the jump and the run towards my direction, it is also there. So religion is proper adjustment according to the capacity of us. By Sukriti, if we have got the higher quality, we must not feel discouraged by the standard of the lower people. We have discussed this thing many times before. Today I stop here. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai, Bhaktivinoda Ki
भक्ति रखा हरे गोस्वामी महाराज की।
After passing ICS examination, he joined this movement, Freedom Fighter. While he was reading in the Presidency College, BA class, a professor, British, his name was Oton or something, Oton. In course of his lecture in the class, he mentioned that the Romans civilized us, and now it is our duty to civilize India. Then Mr. Bose and others protested and told, "Sir, you deal with your own department, but don't remark in this way. Indian civilization is the most ancient. We do not want to be civilized by any other nation." please don't interfere in that. Again, the man in course of his lecture came to remark in that way. The Romans realized the British, and it is the sacred duty of the British now to civilize India. Every man protests, then that very day when he's coming down by the stair, Suvas gave a push from behind, and the Horton Paul fell on the face in the downstairs and was very much damaged. But so when the students are coming, none could detect that Subhas Bose, he pushed him. So Mr. James, he was principal of the Presidency College at that time. It was about 1914 or 15. I was a student in the Balampur College. We saw in paper all these things. That such things has happened in Presidency College. But Subhas was an organized party. None mentioned his name, ventured to mention his name that he has done. Jain Sahib was a very good man, a prince of the students. But he could not ignore such a fact. He began to inquire, who has done this? None ventured to openly say. Then he made arrangement with a chaprasi. He asked all the students to pass through his room one by one. And the arrangement was made. That man, that chaprasi, told, that whenever the culprit will go, I shall show a sign, rubbing my fingers in the floor. That arrangement was made. And so was passing, and the man, he was making arrangement with some books in the library, Almada. And when she was passing, he touched the floor with his toe. Then in that way, he could find out that Subhas was the culprit. Then he expelled him. Ashimukhujya Mukherjee, Mr., he was a liberal man, and he was always on the side of the government, not joining any national movement. A genius, vice-chancellor. Anyhow, he managed to admit Subhas into Scottish Church College. He expelled from Presidency College. And he, out of that college, he went to England and there finished his ICS career, and he came back and he joined the National Movement in 1921, perhaps 21. And also he has written, though an anarchist, I love India because India is loved by the Lord, Supreme Lord. In other countries, far few and far between, any agent of Lord or himself come, might have appeared. But India, many times he has visited as incarnation, and also sent many of his favorite saints here. There's a specially chosen place for spiritual knowledge. So I love India. She was told like that. Though it is difficult to believe that. So India is a land of the ancient, most ancient civilization, Vedic civilization. A selected place for to preach the revealed truth. Revealed truth. As Max Müller, the German scholar, told, what is in the treasure of the Upanishads in India, a particle of that can satisfy the whole of the world. But India's treasure won't be lessened by a bit thereby. It will be as it is, but the whole world may be fed spiritually. Such thing is there in the Upanishads of India. A particle of knowledge that can satisfy the whole world, all the scholars, all the inquisitive people, a particle of contained in Upanishad. The key. If we know one thing, we can know everything. If we get that thing, we get everything. This is the salient part of the Indian civilization. Enquire, don't enquire of here and there for this and that, so many things. Try to go to understand the center. Try to attack, to catch the center. Jasmin gati sabhamidam vijyatam bhavati. Jasmin prapti sabhamidam prapti. Try to achieve that. By knowing which, everything is known. By getting which, everything is got. It is almost impossible thing to our ordinary brain. It is almost impossible. By knowing one, everything known. A madman's statement. By getting one thing, we get everything. It is impossible. But this is the central knowledge. This is the real inquiry in the basic civilization. Try to know the center. Just being that is important. Now, what is the conception of the center? Generally, people think Brahma, that is all knowledge. But that was, that conception was improved. In Vedanta, it was in the Shruti, in the Bhagavatam says, in the last stop, that we beg to be excused, my Lord, we could not express you fully as you are. As we see you, Raso Visha, the Ras means this we could not follow. What we now see, your display of Raso in the Raso, we could not conceive so far. But that can be dealt in such a way, it was beyond our dreaming. So we show, we have to show to the outside that we can say everything. We can say about the center, but really we could fail to do so. So he is bringing down. We are also inquiring on this side. That Brahma in Bhagavatam, that is described in three ways. Brahma brihattat, brihmanattat, What is the largest all accommodating and from which everything has come, the background of everything. Vidura kastha, kastha. Just as if we have a painting, there must be a paper or some background, or the earth or the wall, something where the painting should be made. That background. The background of everything in which there's so many artful things are being seen, where the sound, the color, figure, and all our experiences, they rest, they stand, they move, live, that background, all containing shit. Necessarily, that is thought to be the cause of everything. Everything is moving on that plane, so everything has sprung up from there. Generally, this is the idea. Jato vaimani bhutani jayanti, from which everything is coming out. Jeno jatani jivanti, who is the cause of the maintenance of so many things over it. And when everything is dissolved, he is withdrawing everything. So that is a class of cause, Brahma. Then another aspect is Paramatma, all controlling, entering everywhere, and even the atom of the atom, the electron of the electron, entering everywhere and knowing it and controlling. Knowing the nature of everything, entering the heart of every atom, and thereby controlling the innermost, the externalmost and the innermost, to both sides. Brahma, Paramatma. And then another phase of necessity came out. What for all these things? Yes, existing on the plane, but getting birth from there and be again dissolved into that. But what for this existence? Any meaning of such existence? The search took another way. Why? What is the purpose of this existence? And who is controlling really that shit on which that the background is creating, or any power, any potency is there? That is the real cause, the potency. Then, arose consciousness, so came the conception of Narayana. Narayana, the possessor of everything. Not only the inanimate object is the cause, not only the passive, as cause is passive, but there is some active principle there must be, which is controlling the possessor of all these potency. The personal conception came there. And that is Narayana conception came. Vaishwarya, full of all majesty and power, and controlling everything, so master, conception of Narayana. Therein, the more theistic thinkers, their inquiry was not satisfied there. But no, power and the knowledge and all these things, they cannot satisfy the innermost necessity of our heart. So there must be some beauty and love that captures. In that way, Krishna consciousness comes to us. The beauty, love, affection, that is the inner capturing thing. And that is controlling everything. Neither knowledge nor power. There from came Krishna conception of Swayam Bhagavan. And it was clearly given in Bhagavatam. from Narad Goswami, chastised Vasudev. They are all your attempt is a failure. It will be considered as a failure. You have delivered so many scriptures about revealed truth, but that will be considered as a failure if you do not cannot represent properly that the object of everything is awesome enjoy, and that is beauty and love and affection. That is the predominating thing over everything. The most original and important aspect of the whole creation is love and affection, beauty and charm. That is over everything. So Gyan Sunna Bhakti, give away karma, control over the energy. That is, to have control over the energy, that cannot be the object of our life. But our heart satisfaction, that we are really. So search for Krishna, really beautiful. Krishna Anusandhan, not Brahma Jigyasa, not that Paramanusandhan, or the worship of Narayana, as Ramanuja and others told. The master of everything, the controller of everything, and he is also a person, and the attractor, but only attractor, attraction, beauty, and that is not given by anywhere. In Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, he exclusively pointed out Krishna Anusandhan, search for Krishna. That is your inner necessity. The proper diagnosis came from him. The neither power nor knowledge can satisfy you. Your inner heart examine, and your thirst, that all the thirst of all our heart, the thirst is for affection, beauty, love. Search yourself and then go accordingly, march to find out that thing. Krishna is our goal and nothing else. Krishna Anusandhan. Krishna is such. Clearly, it is mentioned here and there in an ordinary way, but in a systematic and a strong way it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu only took it as it is and guided us towards that direction. Maya Tatamidam Sadvang Aham Sadvasya Prabhu Matta Sadvang Pravartati in Gita. Aham Sadvasya Prabhu Matta Sadvang Pravartati. Here, about 30 years ago at that Prapanna Jivanamitam, I gave interpretation. Sadvang, Maya Sadvang, Aham Sadvasya Prabhu, I am the cause of everything, everything coming from me. Matta Sadvang Pravartati, and everything is coming from me, out of me. Even search about me, also coming from me. Worship of me is coming from me. It is coming from me. I am worshipping myself, I am showing it to you all. That is Guru, that is Radha Dasa. When that we cannot worship him, we cannot serve him,